The Tantalizing Twins, Part 4, by Luscious Bi writes for you. Tracy continued to masturbate her twin sister, jamming a finger deep up inside her twin sister's cunt as hard as she could, burying it to the knuckle. She kept it jammed in there hard and turned it around in a full circle as far as she could, first in one direction and then in the other. She brought it out and licked it clean, moaning and touching her own pussy with the other hand. Then she let not one but two fingers dive in as deep as they could and jam them in and out and in and out, while her wet hot lips and tongue found their way to her sister's dripping cunt hole and stiff swollen clit. Tracy forced her tongue up under the hood of her sister's cunt and made her twin squeal out and beg for more as she let her tongue join the two fingers that soon became three fingers that she was now fucking in and out of her sister's body. Terry was moaning and pushing her pussy up into her sister's face, grinding herself against her twin's chin and mouth, screaming, "Yeah, you dirty little bitch, fuck me. Fuck my pussy hard and suck it dry. Give me that pussy of yours, bitch. I want to make you squeal some more," she continued. Her twin sister Tracy gladly obliged, turning around without ever letting her fingers leave the warm, fleshy, hot depths of her own sister's cunt. She straddled her sister's head and lowered herself onto her sister's face. There before his very eyes were twin sisters in an unbelievable 69. Steve watched passively with his cock in his hand, rubbing his length. The girls needed him again now, wanted him to try their most favorite position. Tracy turned around, making herself belly to belly with her twin. As they kissed and tasted the sweet nectar of each other's pussies, they invited Steve to come and play. With four fantastic holes staring out at him, Steve was a man in complete heaven. As the two sisters kissed and fondled each other's breasts, Steve entered first into Tracy's succulent pussy, stroking in and out and in and out. Then, as she was just about to come, he pulled himself from deep within her chasm and pushed himself and all her juices deep inside her twin sister. As he fucked one sister's pussy, the other could feel his body make contact with theirs, feel the waxing and waning movements of the two bodies with which hers was entwined. Steve entered both of the sisters over and over again, making each of them come multiple times. Then he decided he wanted to see how Terry was at giving head. So as he pulled himself from Tracy's pussy for the last time, he moved the girls around and quickly urged Terry to swallow his cock. This time he stood on the side of the bed, his hand behind her head, and he stroked his cock in and out of her mouth. She had no objection to licking her sister's cream from his cock, and he thought she was every bit as good with it as her twin sister had been. Terry had another idea, though, and she asked Steve, "Will you lay on the bed for me? I think there's something else you'll enjoy that only two can do." Steve agreed to lay down, and both the twin sisters, Terry and Tracy, crawled back up onto the bed, one on either side of his thighs, with their feet heading towards him, allowing his hands and fingers easy access to all their holes. Terry continued the wonderful sucking she had started, but this time the whole thing was heightened by the pleasure of a second set of lips and a second tongue. Each of the girls ran their mouth down a side of Steve's shaft and back up again. Then, as Terry started at the head of his cock, gently teasing her tongue in and out of his hole and around the crease of his head, Tracy started at the bottom of his balls. She licked in circles, and the warm, wet sensation of her tongue on Steve was insane. He had always wondered what it would feel like to get a double blowjob, and now he knew there was no estimating how wonderful it would feel. No way he could have guessed it would be so sublime. Steve had encountered so many new and wonderful things with the twins that night. He was sorry they were on their way to California. But the twin sisters and he made a pact that every time they drove home, they'd be sure to spend a night back in his bar and in his bed. The end.